Before the war, no one in high office explained that the price of going it alone in Iraq would be to bog down half of our army in the Persian Gulf, severely straining our commitments elsewhere in the world. Before the war, no one in the White House suggested that the price of snubbing the United Nations and fracturing relations with our allies would be that we would foreclose meaningful financial and military support for Iraq's reconstruction. Before the war, no one in the Pentagon revealed that the absence of Allied help in the occupation will force U.S. National Guard and Reserve forces to be called up more often and for longer stints than those units were ever designed to undertake. Before the war, no one disclosed that the military lacked an adequate budget for spare parts for trucks, tanks, and other heavy equipment, which are breaking down fast in the harsh terrain of the Iraqi desert. And, of course, no one explained, before the war, that the down payment for Iraq's occupation and reconstruction would cost Americans $87 billion, a figure that will grow exponentially as, according to the U.S. commander in Iraq, the occupation stretches over many years. But then, no one explained or is explaining why the United States, which spends more on defense than all other major military powers combined, failed to buy enough life-saving flak jackets for every man and woman who would be sent into the Iraqi shooting gallery. Over the weekend, I was stunned to read an essay in the Los Angeles Times revealing that the nation's war planners sent many troops into Iraq, most of them reservists, with Vietnam-era vests that are wholly ineffective against modern ammo in use there. The article also disclosed that these troops were also given unarmored Humvees, which are vulnerable even to small arms fire. The shortage of modern Kevlar vests can be traced to a peacetime procurement policy introduced 5 years ago. At the time, military planners decided to replace the virtually useless old vests of the 1960s in a one-for-one exchange over 10 years. As war approached, no one in the Pentagon revised the policy so that every American under arms there would be protected by the new life-saving vest. I am left with two conclusions. It was overbearing arrogance that got us into this mess, and it was shameful short-sightedness that left us unprepared for the war's aftermath. This is Les O'Coin.